We can talk now to one of the members of the crew on board the vessel who has now made it safely to land. His name is Ethor. He's on the line. Ethor, you worked as an accountant on the ship, is that right?
Yes, yes.
And are you okay now?
Yes, we are safe over here. We are in a hotel here in Italy.
Tell us then, what is the position of the crew? I mean, what are you all going to do now?
We have no idea what to do right now because we are all in a panic situation now. We don't know what to do. The company is trying their best to provide us with food, clothing and shelter, the basic things that we need right now with us. And they're also providing us with telephones to call our family, just to inform our family that everything is okay.
What nationality were most of the crew, as a matter of interest?
Most of them were Filipinos and Indians.
And so I suppose a lot of you are going to be trying to get home at some point, are you?
Yes, exactly. The hotel which I'm staying right now, we have around 130 Indian crew.
Now somebody was saying to me that at least some of the crew actually get paid in cash for the work that they do on board a vessel like this, and they will have lost that cash as the ship went down.
Exactly. I'm one of those.
You are one of those?
Yes.
So you had cash, which was your pay, the cash was on the ship, and it's gone down with the ship.
Exactly. Not only the cash, our documents, our certificates, everything, the passport, everything, nothing. We don't have anything with us. No belongings at all. The laptop, the personal belongings, everything. The phone, we don't even have a phone. We have only one phone, which we are sharing among each other.